In today's Mishnah, we're in the first and second Mishnah from the 12th and final Perek Masechta Chulin. And this Perek deals with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. And that is a mitzvah that is, it says in Torah, Ki Karek, Kan Sipor Lefanecha. Someone chances upon a bird that happens to be on its chicks. There's a mitzvah to send away the mother bird and then take its eggs, and not to take the eggs while the mother bird is present. And the Mishnah says that this mitzvah, Shiluach HaKen, Noheg Ba'aretz, Ubechutz La'aretz, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, Bifnei Abayit, Vishalob Bifnei Abayit, whether or not the Beis HaMikdash is present. Bechulin, this only applies to regular animals, Velo B'mukdashim, and not to Korbanot. So if someone dedicated an animal as a Korban, and it happened to fly away, and then he notices that later, it's sitting on some chicks and the like, then it doesn't apply to those. Why? Because the Torah says, Shaleach Teshlech Ata'em. You've got to send the mother word away. And in this context, the actual bird should be brought as a Korban, and not meant to be sent away. Mission that continues. Chomer b'kisui hadam b'mishiluach haken. So once again, we find the Mishnah contrasting the various mitzvahs we've been learning, and it contrasts here the kisui hadam, covering the blood of a bird or a chay that was shechted, and the mitzvah that we're learning now, shiluach haken. So the stringency we find by kisui hadam, shekisui hadam noheg b'chaya ba'of, applies not just to birds but also to chayot, as I explained, for example, like a deer. Doesn't matter if it's already in someone's property, they own it, it's in their possession, or they find a wild animal and slaughter it, the mitzvah kisui adam applies just the same. However, shiluach haken ein oleg ba'of, we find the mitzvah of shiluach haken actually only applies to a bird, not to a chaya. Also, it only applies to birds that are just found in the way, they don't belong to anyone, the hefker birds. Because it says in Torah, ki kare, when you happen to chance upon it, that excludes situations if these birds are in your possession. Mishnah says, ezahu she'enu mezuman. What's an example of animal that's not considered in one's possession? It gives the example, other than wild birds, kun avazim v'tarnoglim she'kinenu b'pardes. For example, a goose or a rooster, a chicken, that happened to escape, then it's made a nest in the pardes, in the fields, and there's a situation where it's difficult to catch them, and they're already considered effectively hefker. So in that situation, that would be an example of a case where shiluach haken would apply. Aval im kinunu b'bayit, if they took nest in someone's house, v'chen yonei hardisiot. These are wild doves that used to grow in people's individual houses, so even though they're not considered owned, but they're taking nest within one's house, we say patu mishiluach, because that's considered mezuman. The mitzvah would not apply to such birds. Mishnah continues, of tamer patu melashaleach. When it comes to a non-kosher bird, the mitzvah shiluach haken doesn't apply. That is because the Torah says kiyakre kan sipor, and the term sipor is generally used for kosher birds. So what happens if of tamer rovetz al beitzei of tahor, the tahor rovetz al beitzei of tamer? What if we're dealing with a non-kosher bird that happens to be sitting on kosher eggs, or the other way around, a kosher bird on non-kosher eggs, they're of tamer? Then the Mishnah says patu melashaleach, one is exempt from doing shiluach haken. That is because, firstly, ken sipur, we said it only applies to kosher birds, and it says, v'abanim tikach lach, the banim, meaning the chicks or the eggs, you can take for yourself, meaning you'll be able to consume it. So it must be talking about kosher eggs, because it's for you and not simply to give to your dogs. Kore zachar, this is a particular species of bird that they understood that the male bird also sat on the eggs. What happens if the male bird is sitting there? Where Rabbi Eliezer says, the mechayev, he would be obligated, one would be obligated to do shiluach haken, because that's its nature for it, the male, to sit on it. In other words, in Torah says, shaleach tashlech etaem, it's not being gender specific. Really, it's just saying the bird that would normally sit on the eggs. However, Chachamim Potrim, they says no. When the Torah says M, it means the mother bird and not the father bird. So if the father bird's on there, there's no obligation to do shiluach, to send the father bird away. Those are Mishnah today.